Inside Mac.
Hello and welcome to Inside Mac News in partnership with MacMinute.com for Wednesday, November 15th, 2006. Inside Mac News is your daily source for all things Macintosh. I'm Dina Orlando. Let's get inside Mac. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's the world's fastest iPod accessory. The shuffle trumps Zune on national TV. And iPods are being called storage for stolen music. Like flying friendly skies? Now they're even friendlier for those with an iPod. Apple has teamed up with a few airlines like Air France, Continental, Delta, and United to deliver the first seamless integration between the iPod and in-flight entertainment systems. Beginning in mid-2007, passengers will be able to plug their iPod into special iPod seat connections that will power and charge the music player during flight. In addition, users will be able to watch their video content on their seat back displays. Apple is currently working with Panasonic Avionics Corporation to bring more leading airlines in-flight connectivity in the near future. Apple said there is no better traveling companion than the iPod, and now iPod users can have an even better in-flight experience. Zune is David and the iPod is Goliath, according to Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. He said there are now two big players, Apple and Microsoft, and obviously Microsoft is David in this one. The Zune has been the subject of many reviews recently that haven't been too kind to the device. However, Ballmer said it will break the dominance of the iPod, but it's not going to be easy. I concur, especially when you get reviews like the one from CNN's American Morning Show. It started off being an introduction of the recently released Zune. The New York Times' Andrew Ross Sorkin visited Miles O'Brien and Soledad O'Brien to discuss the new device, but it ended up being about the sleek, lightweight iPod Shuffle. Sorkin tried his very best to say positive things about the new music player. He said it had a radio and you can send music to other Zune users, but it didn't seem like it was meant to be. Soon after, the O'Briens found out that it wasn't much of an iPod killer. Soledad pulled out her new Shuffle and placed it neatly on her lapel. She said, "For around $70, I can have an iPod Shuffle. Why should I bother buying a Zune?" Her co-anchor agreed, and he chimed in by stating that the Microsoft design was just a little too frumpy, and that Microsoft's design team should have done a better job. So without divine intervention, it looks like Goliath is going to win in this story. Keeping up with digital imaging is now a snap. Inside Digital Photo is your one-shot, one-stop for audio and video broadcasts that's aimed at amateur as well as professional photographers and every shutterbug in between. Inside Digital Photo takes a wide-angle view on the hottest cameras, lenses, lighting, printers, and more. Scott Shepard is your host for Inside Digital Photo in association with PopPhoto.com, Popular Photography, and Imaging Magazine. All you have to do is zoom on over to iTunes today and subscribe for free to Inside Digital Photo. Coming up, UMG calls iPod owners thieves and the wacky Mac story of the day.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Welcome back to Inside Mac News, your daily source for all things Macintosh. I'm Dina Orlando. Get ready to download more software as there is a new update for Apple's X11. The 51 megabyte update addresses several issues in the X11 for macOS 10 package and allows it to better handle GLX stereo visuals and off-screen rendering to GLX pbuffers and pixmaps. It is recommended for all users. And with the update of Apple's X11 software comes a series of firmware updates for Intel Macs. The Cupertino company said the update should fix several boot camp, startup, and wake-up from sleep issues on relevant Intel Macs. In addition, the company released firmware restoration CD 1.2 software, which can restore the firmware of an Intel-based Mac, and separate versions of the EFI firmware update for the iMac, MacBook Pro, MacBook, Mac Mini, and the Mac Pro are available now. So do you consider yourself a thief? If you own an iPod, you are, according to Universal Music's CEO. He states these devices are just repositories for stolen music, and they all know it, so it's time to get paid for it. This statement comes very soon after Microsoft announced that the Zune's purchase price will include a cut for Universal. The music company initially refused to do any business with Microsoft unless it got a percentage of every device that's sold. This all equals to more than $1 per Zune. But do not fret. According to research from XTN Data, the CEO is way off base. iPod owners buy 2.3 albums per month compared to the average of 1.8 and are also less likely to download music using file sharing software than others. And now for the wacky Mac story of the day. The power of the iPod is immeasurable. It can even get you a fake date. A posting on Craigslist.org tells a story about a man who needed an imaginary girlfriend for an evening while his parents visited from out of town. You see, earlier he lied to them about having a girlfriend, and now he needed a pretend girlfriend to join him for a dinner date, and in return the lucky fake girlfriend would get an iPod. Craigslist quickly pulled the ad from the site because the ad insisted that the lucky girl have a great butt and legs, which raised a few suspicions, as you can imagine. But even so, the poster did receive about 40 emails from willing imaginary girlfriends. The poster said he got an amazing response, and everyone was overjoyed with his concept. Unfortunately, we don't know how the dinner date went, as he has not responded to any emails. If you have a wacky Mac story, please don't hesitate to send it to me at Dina_Orlando@InsideMacMedia.com. Please state your name and the source of the story. That's Dina_Orlando@InsideMacMedia.com. And that's Inside Mac News for Wednesday, November 15th. I'm Dina Orlando. Join me tomorrow when we'll get inside Mac.